Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We would like to get your opinions first. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, or advertising?
Well, I don't know what to do. Technically, they really work for paper.
I'm sorry?
Yes. Nothing. Go ahead.
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? You are definitely going to vote.
Mama, it's the 5th, not the 4th.
I'm sorry?
Isn't it November 4th? There's a big election. Mama, it's the 5th.
It's going to be on the 5th. November.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, somebody else in your circle there said it was on the Tuesday the 4th. Friday, whatever. Oh, Monday.
Okay, yeah, but it's Tuesday the 5th. Thinking ahead, you are going to definitely vote, very likely to vote, someone likely to vote, not very likely, or not registered to vote?
Nope, I'm voting.
Definitely, very likely. So unlikely?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Nothing to hold bar to. All done.
Thank you.
And I just voted for all the other things that were up to today. You know, crap like the, the mayor, whatever.
With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican?
What?
With which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you. Are you or any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
Nope.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African-American, Asian, white?
I'm basic Caucasian.
Thank you. Would you please tell me what is your age?
55.
Thank you. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for Democratic candidate. Probably
Republican all the way.
Okay.
Republican all the way.
Definitely, probably, or lean slightly.
Definitely, I'm voting, yes.
For the Republican or the Democratic?
Republican.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of that person, you can let me know. The first one is Scott Boyd.
The what?
Scott Boyd.
Right, okay.
Is your opinion about him very favorable? Someone favorable?
I don't know who he is or, anything about him.
Okay.
Other than the presidency, I really don't know anything about. I'm just going to What's that?
Caroline Amnesty.
How do I feel about amnesty?
Yes.
Is that immigrant going into the country and getting amnesties or things like that?
No, the name of the person is Caroline Amnesty.
Yeah, I don't know him. So if he's Republican, as you know.
Okay. Eric Huntley?
I don't know who he is. What did he do?
Okay. Kamala Harris?
No, absolutely no.
That would be very unfavorable or someone unfavorable.
Oh, I can't stand her.
Okay. That would be very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Leonard Spencer.
I'm sorry?
Leonard Spencer.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. recognized nowhere. Now, if the elections for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump?
Trump.
Okay.
And all
would you say
way.
That you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump?
Definitely voting. I'm definitely voting.
Thank you.
If they open up early voting, I'll be doing it.
If the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Caroline Amnesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Yeah, they're both Democrats.
I'm sorry?
They're both Democrats?
No. Caroline Amnesty is a Republican. And Leonard Spencer is a Democrat.
Their last name is Amnesty?
Yes.
That's odd. You don't find that odd that we were 5 minutes ago we were talking about Amnesty? Sort of.
Yeah, but right, no. the last name is Amnesty.
Yeah, anyway. Okay. Republican all the way.
Okay.
Easy for
you. You say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Caroline Amnesty.
I'm definitely.
Okay.
Yes, everything.
And we almost finished. As you may know, Republican State Representative Caroline Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges for forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these four charges were created by her political opponents and expect to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Caroline Amnesty,
well,
the Republican.
Hold on a sec. Let's go back to the part where, in some way, like if I claim amnesty on one of those things, I'm facing charges. Is that something I heard?
Yes, I mean, it has been
so
a few.
But I did claim amnesty on the one before, just a second ago, right?
Yes.
So does that put me in a position where I'm going to wind up in jail?
No. I mean, this is just a statement that, as you may know, Republican State Representative Caroline Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges. On forgery illegal, notarizing her own signature, and falsely testifying a signature.
You know what? Name to me the two people running.
I'm sorry?
The first one. She's got the amnesty. Is it last name?
Yeah, amnesty. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking for right there.
Okay, so if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Caroline Amnesty or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
There's no Republican, right?
Caroline Amnesty is the Republican one.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I volunteered for this, and I figured, you know, a couple, 5 to 10 minutes is fine. It seems like a lot longer than that.
No, we almost finished. As I mentioned, this is the 60% of the survey we almost done.
50%?
60.
That's half. 60. Okay, well, so, and there's 40 going on here. No, I am disabled, and you have me in a position right now that is not good, and it hurts. I have to go take some medication to relieve it, nitroglycerin. So I don't have a heart attack, which I do have a disability with a whole bunch of stuff around it. And basically, I do have to lay it down and wait for the aneurysm to pop. So I appreciate your time and your courtesy. I don't have time to finish it, though. Thank you.
We can call you tomorrow and continue with the service so we can finish, sir.
Okay, fine. I see you tomorrow.
Okay, sir. Thank you.